You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening.
I see that a book has just been published called 1931, A Year to Remember by Alec Waugh. So I'm going to open another record album tonight, the one marked 1931. Yes, it was a year to remember, if you can remember that far back. The Great Depression had settled on the world. Unemployment was astronomically high. Labour Prime Minister Ramsay MacDonald formed the national government, went to the country in a general election in October and was returned to power. We had two visitors, many people thought both were comedians. It was Charlie Chaplin with his baggy trousers and bowler hat, and Mahatma Gandhi, the Indian civil disturbance leader, with his loincloth and steel-rimmed spectacles. In Germany, Adolf Hitler's brown shirts were gaining more and more popularity, bigger and bigger following. And in the Far East in September, Japan invaded the Chinese province of Manchuria.
There's a good time coming, be it ever so far away. That's what I say to myself, says I, jolly good luck, hooray. We shall all have money put away for a rainy day. That's what I say to myself, says I, jolly good luck, hooray. There's been lots of trouble for a long time now, but every dog must have his day, bow, wow, wow. There's a good time coming, be it ever so far away. That's what I say to myself, says I, jolly good luck, hooray.
Yes, that was typical of the sort of song that made a strong appeal in 1931. Rollicking, rumbustious, marching tempo, singable words expressing indomitable faith in the future. That was a British number, of course. But another one that became extremely popular that year was this one from America. Where else?
I'm in the hood, gal, 20 days, just 20 days ago. I met the judge, the kind old judge who was feeling fine, and so he gave me just a year in jail, a sociable sort of a gink, all on account of a gallon of corn that I thought I could drink. In 11 more months and 10 more days, I'll be out of the calaboose. In 11 more months and 10 more days, they're going to turn me loose.
The other day, the warden said we'd like to bring you cheer and give you lots of different sports while you are staying here. Now, just what athletics do you think that you would like? I said, if it's all the same to you, I'd like to go on a hike.
Now, we play baseball once a week, and you should see the score. Every player steals a base, he's stolen things before. There's lots of folks would like to come to see us when we play, but they build a wall around the place to keep the crowds away. In 11 more months and 10 more days, I'll be out of the calaboose. In 11 more months and 10 more days, they're going to turn me loose.
The unfortunate jailbird who expressed a wish to go on a hike was only one of millions all over the civilized world with the same idea. Money was short, so what better than to roam around the countryside freely? The National League of Hikers even had their own official song.
Once I toured around the country on a motorbike. Now I like to stretch my legs and go out on the hike. On my bike, I whittle my back, salute the king of sports. Hike around the country in a pair of coffee shops. I'm happy when I'm hiking, pack up on my back. I'm happy when I'm hiking, off the beaten track. Out in the open country, tramping all the way. With a real good friend, to the journey's end. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles away.
The relentless gaiety of these songs in 6/8 time brought forth from one record critic the sour remark that if he heard any more like them, he'd be forming fours in his sleep. But there was nothing military about any of them, rather the opposite. And our national sense of humour was further tickled at the end of 1931 by the appearance of what became one of the best sellers of all time. Leslie Cerrone, one of our greatest writers of comedy songs, singing with Jack Hilton's band, Rhymes.
There was a young fellow of caution who took out his false teeth to wash 'em. His wife said, oh, Jack, if you don't put them back, la da 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 da. There There was a young man of Calcutta who was having a sleep in the gutter. The heat from the sun burned him up like a bun. La da 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 da. There was a young man from Kildare who was playing at golf on a chair. On the very last stroke, the blessed chair broke. La da 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 da.
Jazz, in the purest sense, was the low ebb. The records that sold best were silly things like that, or the swashbuckling stuff I've already played tonight. Not jazz, though you probably noticed a spot of hot, muted trumpet creeping into that record of rhymes. But the extrovert humour of these numbers was matched by the exact opposite mood expressed in the spectacular musical called Cavalcade at Drury Lane, where it opened on October the 8th. Ray Noble's record of Noel Coward's unsmiling comment on life in 1931, with Al Bowley singing. In the theatre in 1931, there were three very successful German musicals. The Land of Smiles, starring Richard Tauber, Victoria and Her Hussar, with the effervescent Oscar Dinesh, and at the Coliseum, a charming production called The White Horse Inn, with music by Robert Stolz, still with us, aged 94. The cast included Leah Seidel and Clifford Mollison, but no one from that cast ever recorded anything from the show. but somewhere in the cast list was a girl named Sophie Schoening, who was invited to the Edison Bell Studios in Peckham to record some of Leo Seidel's numbers, including the title song. Sophie Schoening never appeared under her own name on a record, though. She was renamed Greta Hoffmann when the record was issued. That year saw the rise in popularity in London of an Austrian girl whose name really was Greta, Greta Keller, still very much with us, and still very active indeed. Her recent record of My Way is a classic. She shows Frank Sinatra how it should be sung. Here she is as a teenager in 1931, demonstrating her exquisite sense of getting the full meaning from a tender little song, such as that year's big romantic hit, Just One More Chance.
To prove that you alone I care for, each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance, just one more night to take the kiss of that enchantment. I want no other kiss you grant me, just one more time. I've learned the meaning of repentance, now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence, till I'm hoping all the while you'll be. I was glad to start out, but now I'm best to cry my heart out for just one more time.
Greta Keller, soft-voiced, appealing, soothing, the perfect antidote to the overdose of backslapping bonhomie we were given. Even Rudy Valli, the heartthrob bandleader and songwriter, had a couple of big hits in 1931, both of them in march tempo. One was 99 out of 100 Wanna Be Loved, Why Don't You? And the other was this.
Betty Coed, her station quite depends upon her charms. She gets the men in rushes by well-cultivated blushes, and she's happy with a fellow on each arm. Betty Coed has lips of red for Harvard. Betty Coed has eyes of Yale's deep blue. Betty Coed's a golden head for Princeton. Her dress, I guess, is black for all Purdue. Betty Coed's a smile for Pennsylvania. Her heart is Dartmouth's treasure, so it is said. Betty Coed is loved by every college boy, but I'm the one who's loved by Betty Coed. She made a wreck of Carnegie Tech and all of its engineers. She did the same at old Notre Dame. Her line is good for years. Roguish eyes, telling lies, breathing sighs.
Rudy Valli neatly expressing the appeal of Betty Coed in terms of the colours of American colleges sportswear. Rudy Valli had been firmly entrenched in the hearts of his female admirers for 2 or 3 years in 1931, but then came two other young men with a style that overshadowed Rudy Valli's. Bing Crosby made his debut in England as a soloist in 1931 on a record with this one.
You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower to me. And if you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
Bing Crosby wasn't Rudy Vallee's only rival as a crooner, though. There was the ill-fated Russ Colombo. And as with many other sentimental singers, he allowed his accompanist's short solos to play hot, as in I Don't Know Why.
I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do. You never want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. Never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do.
The big name bands occasionally allowed their jazz-minded members to take hot solos as they had in happier days, but here is a rare example of an utterly sentimental song of 1931 given an uncompromising hot jazz treatment. The Washboard Rhythm Kings playing Many Happy Returns of the Day.
Recall with a tear, you've been married 1 year, but I still wish you love with a heart that's sincere. I won't bring any presents to you. I gave you up, what more could I do? I'll just send a bouquet with the card that will say, many happy returns of the day.
The Washboard Rhythm King's Many Happy Returns of the Day. 1931 was also the year when one of Guy Lombardo's men, his guitarist Frank Henry, wrote a big hit called Little Girl. Lombardo never recorded it, but it received splendid treatment from Joe Venuti's Blue Four, with Jimmy Dorsey and Frank Signorelli, and a vocal by songwriter Harold Arlen.
Just a glance at you meant love from the start, and oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days, and this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine.
Venuti's Blue Four, Little Girl. Well, we've had jazz intruding on comedy and sentiment in 1931. Was there no jazz on record that didn't have the Tin Pan Alley permit stamp on it? Yes, not much, but what there was good. Like Ted Lewis, would you believe, and his band playing Dallas Blues, with Muggsy Spanier on cornet, George Brunies on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, and Fats Waller at the piano and singing.
Thank you. I've got the Dallas blues, the Main Street heart disease. Buzzing round my head like a swarm of honeybees.
Everybody have it? Yes, sir.
Baby, no, I ain't soft, no.
Ted Lewis presiding over his band playing Dallas Blues with Fats Waller. The man who arranged the date was Ben Selvin, himself a band leader with many hot dance records to his credit. He told me in a recent letter that it was his idea to include Fats in the Ted Lewis records to revive the flagging sales. It worked. Dallas Blues became a classic of its kind. There were no flagging sales where Duke Ellington's records were concerned in 1931. That year he recorded this very fine and very typical number, Echoes of the Jungle. Thank you. Echoes of the Jungle by Duke Ellington. And we have some more memories of 1931 after the break.
Sapphire Carpet and Furniture Warehouse announce a fantastic offer. A complete bedroom suite by Liebus, a leading British manufacturer. Normal recommended retail price, £218. Special Sapphire price, £169. Yes, you save £49 on this genuine Liebus bedroom suite at Sapphire Warehouse. Only at Sapphire in Ealing Broadway, right by the Town Hall.
This is a Capital Record break.
Hello, this is Alan Dell to tell you more about the new CBS double album series, Yesterday's Jazz Today. Here's Teddy Wilson and a new double album highlighting Teddy Wilson's career in the late 30s. Including Billie Holiday, the album's name is Teddy Wilson and his All-Stars. And here's something nice, a new double album devoted to Duke Ellington. Featuring all his jazz giants, it's called The World of Duke Ellington. And also in Swing Time, 20 original recordings played by musicians that made swinging history. Harry James and his orchestra with just one track from a great double album, The World of Swing. And you keep on swinging. Bye-bye for now.
Those excerpts were presented by Alan Dell. See and hear all five double albums at your record shop and add them to your collection.
Yesterday's Jazz, today on CBS.
Win cash on Capital Cash Call every hour from 7 o'clock this Monday morning. £20 immediately for answering, that's Capital 194, if we ring your number. Plus a crack at the jackpot question, which starts at £100.
Capital
Radio.
Move up, shit up.
194.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, that Duke Ellington had just left the Cotton Club in 1931 when he made that last record. His band had played there since the end of 1927, and he'd taken the offer up after King Oliver had turned it down. By 1931, King Oliver was very much on his way out of popular acclaim, and that April he made his last records, exactly 8 years after his first, exactly 7 before he died. I'd like to play you now the very last side ever made by the great Joe Oliver, a very rare record of a 1931 hit, When I Take My Sugar to Tea. In view of its great rarity, may I ask your forgiveness for playing a record in such rather rough condition?
Thank you.
King Oliver's Farewell, When I Take My Sugar to Tea, made in April 1931. The man who owed so much to Oliver, and always admitted it, Louis Armstrong, had a big hit that year with a successful sentimental number, a long way from the things he'd played 8 years before with King Oliver, Confessing. Armstrong with the big band he fronted in Los Angeles in 1930-31, and as King Oliver's influenced Louis, so Louis was beginning to influence other trumpet players of both races, and not only Americans. In England, a young man who had always idolised Louis had just joined Roy Fox's band at the Monseigneur restaurant in Piccadilly, and on one record, made just 2 days before 1931 passed into history, he sang the folksy vocal. Nat Gonella, one of Britain's greatest jazz trumpet players, sings Oh Mona.
Luigi was sitting on a log.
Oh,
had his finger on the trigger and his eye on the hog.
Oh,
the gun said boo and the hog said bip.
Oh,
the preacher grabbed him with all his grip. Heavy load.
Oh,
I popped my whip and the lead horse sprung.
Oh,
and the hind horse busted the wagon tongue.
Oh,
Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Oh, Mona.
Oh, yes, you shall be free.
Yes, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Down behind the hen house on my knees.
Oh, Mona.
When I thought I heard a chicken sneeze.
Oh, Mona.
He sneezed so hard with a whooping cough.
Oh, Mona.
That he sneezed his head and his tail right off.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, you Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Oh, Mona.
Oh, yes, you shall be free.
Roy Fox's band, under the direction of Lou Stone, one of our greatest arrangers, Oh Mona. That too was a bestseller. Its rustic humour, a swinging beat and tunefulness made it a natural. One of the biggest sellers that year, 1931, was by a quartet that sounded like a fair-sized band, but, as the labels told us, only used their voices and one guitar, the Mills Brothers.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Fancy hoes, silk and gowns, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. As you walk down the avenue, the marshal won't believe it's you. Painted lips, mascara, wearing a big bird of paradise. It don't seem why somehow you're nobody's sweetheart.
The Mills Brothers on their first published record. It was different, and it was never successfully copied. It balanced up the prevalence of brash marching songs and the fading appeal of real jazz. And it was certainly very different from the plaintive, albeit unsuitable, number from the gender point of view called Sally, from the film Sally in Our Alley, starring Gracie Fields. Cilla Black will sing it like that if she makes a film of Grace's life. Or will a girl singing a love song to another girl seem, well, a bit odd, shall we say? Evidently it didn't in 1931. There's nothing in the least strange about the next one, one of the most seductive songs of the year, Would You Like to Take a Walk, sung for us now by the unique Annette Henshaw, with Benny Goodman on clarinet in the accompanying group.
Solitary, am I nosy? Very, very. I'd like to bet a juicy huckleberry. What you're after is a girl. We're both in luck for introductions are not necessary. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? How about it, Zesperella? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the Wessex, you need a hoosier to lean upon. But when you have no hoosier to hug and what's this gosh done? Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkie. Something good'll come from that.
Depression might be all round, but who could remain depressed after that delightful performance? Songs of the Spanish tinge were very popular in 1931. There was Lady Play Your Mandolin, On a Little Balcony in Spain, Underneath the Spanish Stars, Tango Lady, and Lady of Spain, of course. And from Cuba via New York came the vanguard of the Latin American invasion with a number that surely we all know, The Peanut Vendor.
Divertir, comete un poco ruchito de mamé. Calentico y rico está, ya no se puede pedir más. Ay, caserita, no me dejes ir, porque después te vas a arrepentir. Y va a ser muy tarde ya.
Don Aspiazu and his Havana Casino Orchestra, The Peanut Vendor, the original. It was a year of anxiety, indifferent summer weather, hunger marches, when coming events were already casting their shadows before them. But we weren't all afflicted by the 20th century blues, and the last page of my record album reflects an optimism that must have helped to carry us through. So let's listen to Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, another name for the California Ramblers, playing and singing Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't be so serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can take your dough when you go, go, go. Keep repeating it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all.
And with that quietly confident piece of philosophy, I'll have to close my record album for 1931. Would you like to join me again next week? You'll be more than welcome, so I'll be here with some more of the sort of records I hope you'll enjoy. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying goodnight from Mardi Gras, our carnival for the best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz.